WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Health officials ask residents in Buckingham County to help contain the measles outbreak there. Drought conditions worsen, with nearly 40% of Virginia now under extreme drought. And the House of Delegates releases its budget proposal, which still includes a tax break for data centers, but also a commission to study them. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, June 15th. The Virginia Department of Health is asking residents in Buckingham County to help slow down the measles outbreak there. The number of confirmed cases related to the outbreak in the county had reached 88 as of last Thursday. Charlottesville Tomorrow reports that health officials are asking community members who are unvaccinated against measles, unsure of their immunity status, or have symptoms consistent with measles to avoid large gatherings, events, and crowded settings until the outbreak subsides. Health officials said that included the Amish parochial school consignment auction, which was scheduled to take place last Friday and Saturday in Dillwyn. Measles is highly contagious as it spreads through the air, but it's also very preventable with the measles, mumps, and rubella or MMR vaccine. Several localities in Virginia have been placed under mandatory water restrictions as drought conditions worsen across the state. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor for Virginia, released late last week, lists many areas east of the Blue Ridge and in Southside under extreme drought. The Shenandoah Valley from Harrisonburg southward is under severe drought. The Drought Monitor shows that nearly 40% of the Commonwealth is now experiencing extreme drought conditions. That's up from 25% a week earlier. The town of Woodstock and parts of Louisa and Orange counties are requiring residents to take steps to conserve water. As a result of these dry conditions, impacts to agriculture are widespread, and there's increased danger of wildfires. The DMV Select Office in Luray that closed its doors in April will not reopen. WHSV reports that the agreement between the Virginia DMV and the Luray office officially ended on June 1st after the state agency found that the office was not meeting DMV standards and procedures. The agency does not operate DMV select locations. Rather, the state DMV contracts with private citizens and local governments to provide vehicle-related services. Rather, the Virginia DMV contracts with private citizens and local governments to provide vehicle-related services. Virginia DMV did not specify the actions at the Luray office that led to the decision not to reopen. Leaders in the Virginia House of Delegates announced a new budget proposal Friday. It includes $2 billion in additional spending beyond the House's March budget. Megan Pauley with VPM News has more.
House Speaker Don Scott told reporters Friday that a revised state revenue projection allowed the House to incorporate priorities from the Senate's budget without eliminating a $1 billion sales tax exemption for data centers.
It's time to deliver. It is our responsibility.
The new spending would go towards 3% teacher raises, increased funding for subsidized child care, and more. Here's Scott again.
Because the cost of living is squeezing people, and we're fighting back.
Governor Abigail Spanberger said she supports the new House budget. But Senate Majority Leader Scott Servel says there's still a ways to go before a final agreement is reached.
Megan Pauley reporting. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Virginia over new restrictions on federal law enforcement officers. The DOJ is challenging several upcoming state laws, including a ban on officers wearing masks to conceal their identities and bills restricting how Virginia agencies are allowed to work with federal immigration agents. In a press release, the DOJ said the laws are, quote, designed to create risk for our agents. The leadership of Virginia's Department of Juvenile Justice has spent the past several weeks discussing implementing a range of bills the General Assembly has passed. Radio IQ's Dave Cantor reports.
New laws touch on everything from an individual's length of stay to studying how confinement affects minors. The legislative changes follow a 2025 audit of Virginia's only state-run youth prison, Bonaire Juvenile Correctional Center. The Commonwealth's Inspector General identified 61 corrective actions that needed to be addressed. Since the report was released, Governor Abigail Spanberger appointed Bob Birmingham director of the Department of Juvenile Justice. In May, he said 31 of the corrective actions detailed in the audit have been completed. The others are expected to be completed by the end of the year. He also explained some of the challenges at Bonaire.
I would argue, and I'll present to you today, that this is nothing more than an adult correctional center at this point. Over 60% of our population at Bonaire are over the age of 18.
At a recent DJJ board meeting, the panel touched on length of stay guidelines for minors with indeterminate commitments. Senator Barbara Favola sponsored a bill passed by the General Assembly and signed by the governor that creates a process for the department and the court system to adjust the duration of custody for minors. That could include adding time to complete therapy or training programs. Birmingham said during his first week on the job, 35 to 40 minors at the Bonaire facility were past the high end of their stays. He previously said the population at the Chesterfield County facility has decreased from 199 to 162 people. I'm Dave Cantor.
A large tent collapsed during a church's 20th anniversary celebration in a small town in Bedford County on Friday evening. The Associated Press reports the collapse in Moneta killed one person and injured nearly two dozen others. Heavy rain, lightning, and strong winds tore through the area as the East Lake Community Church was holding an outdoor service. A spokesperson for Bedford County said that 11 people were taken to the hospital and 11 others had minor injuries and were treated at the scene. Moneta is a little more than a half hour's drive east of Roanoke. Ticks appear to be spreading into more areas, and with them comes a potential increase in Lyme disease. But there are other lesser-known viruses to watch out for if you go hiking this summer. Radio IQ's Roxy Todd reports.
Lyme disease is the most common tick-related disease, but cases of alpha-gal, which cause people to get sick if they eat red meat, are also on the rise. There are also viruses that are very rare, but may be going unreported because they aren't well known, including one called Powassan. In 2024, Virginia Tech entomologist Jillian Eastwood detected Powassan in a tick in the New River Valley.
They cause flu-like symptoms, so fever, not feeling kneeling great, but this is one virus that can cause neurological problems.
Like Lyme disease, Powassan is spread by deer ticks. Eastwood's lab also discovered evidence of Lone Star ticks with heartland and bourbon viruses in Virginia. All three viruses cause fever, fatigue, and in rare cases, death. Unlike Lyme disease, these viruses can't be treated with antibiotics.
I don't want to advocate that people don't go outdoors, and I love the outdoors myself. So if you do go outdoors, just check yourself really well when you come inside.
Eastwood advises wearing long pants and tucking them into your socks and wearing insect repellent. In Blacksburg, I'm Roxy Todd.
Finally today, delayed payments from the federal Indian Health Service are forcing several dental clinics in New Kent County to stop serving Native patients. WHRO's Yiching Wang has more.
The purchased and referred care program helps Native patients get care from outside providers when services aren't available through Indian health facilities. Jamie Boone from Maidstone Dental says her clinic has nearly $40,000 in outstanding claims to the program. Now they're only seeing Indian health patients for emergencies.
We're reaching a point from a business perspective that we have to stop accepting this program because we're incurring more debt than what we are helping with the patients.
One of her patients, Larry Jefferson, has switched dentists four times after clinics stopped accepting the insurance because of unresolved payments. Experts say the issue reflects a larger funding gap in the Indian Health Service. In a statement, Indian Health Service says it is actively working to address the payment delays.
Yiching Wang reporting. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.